97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you're pro-God and pro-America and pro-gun and pro-duck hunting, that's all I want.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this America.
Gotta love right. Some Phil Robertson of a Duck Dynasty there. Todd Starnes joining us this morning. Todd, I played that just for you.
Man, I think the Civil War started.
No kidding. It was fun to see those boys. They were all out there last night at that rally in Louisiana.
You know, it was a quintessential Donald Trump rally last night. And I expected to see the Duck Dynasty guys out there. The Robertsons, of course, are big supporters of this president. And honestly, I think Phil Robertson, in just under 15 seconds, managed to explain what this election is really all about. This is about the heart and soul of America, you know, with the duck hunting included.
Yeah, very true. And you know who else was there? It was my favorite, current favorite United States senator, and that's John Kennedy. Listen to cut number 38, please.
Unless you're happy with crappy, I want you to vote for Eddie Rispondi for governor.
Happy with crappy.
He is, you know, forget Maya Angelou. This guy ought to be our poet laureate.
I'm with you.
Right here.
I'm with you. He has given us some of the best sound bites going right now. Yeah.
You know, I think that was probably one of my favorite rallies. You never know what's going to happen when the president goes south of the Mason-Dixon line, because there is great affection between this president and people in the South and the Midwest, and it's real, it's authentic. It's not like, you know, Mitt Willard Romney taking the skin off the fried chicken and eating with a fork and knife.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, Hillary Clinton dropping her G's. This is Donald J. Trump from Queens, New York, and he's resonating with the good people down in Cajun country.
Yeah, very true. And he picked out an 8-year-old out of the audience. I don't know if anybody heard this or not, but listen to cut 28 here.
How old is your son? How old is that young man there? How old are you? How old? Yeah. 8. Let me tell you, he's 8. He knows energy better than Joe Biden's son.
He's been pretty good off the cuff lately. The whole pre-existing physician's comment, you got to give him credit.
President's having a lot of fun out on the campaign trail, and I can't wait till we figure out who the Democrats are going to put up against him, because it is going to be a rip-roaring throwdown between now and November.
Yeah, it's true. And in the meantime, what are the crazies across the country doing? Todd, you talked about this on your show, I know, yesterday. Melania Trump, out of the goodness of her heart, goes to a hospital to promote a program called Cuddling for Babies, and she gets protests outside of the hospital by hospital workers.
Yeah, we have the video up on our website. This is unbelievable. These are, again, babies, as you described, who were born there. Their parents or their mothers were doing drugs, and very, very sick children. And here she is trying to promote this program, and literally hundreds of hospital workers are protesting outside. I got to tell you, if you are sick, if you are a Trump supporter and you get sick, I would encourage you not to go to Boston Medical Center. And if you do, do not wear your Make America Great Again ball cap, or you may not be coming home.
Boy, it's the truth. It's like we talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Listen to this quote. Listen to this quote. She's Melania Trump. She's married to Donald Trump, said one of the protesters. He's such a symbol of so much we stand against, so much hatred and division. Could you imagine if one of these caretakers realized you were a pro-Trumper? You're right. Your health might be at risk.
Yes, says the woman who is being hateful and divisive.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing to me. You know, next week is going to be something in this country, because they're going to televise these impeachment hearings. And I know you had Matt Gaetz on your program as well, but the fact that the news has broken that this attorney, this Mark Zayed, has been calling for impeachment and calling for a coup since before the president was inaugurated ought to tell people a little something about what's going on here.
Well, it should. And, now we have the new report out that the whistleblower's attorney back in 2017 was posting tweets calling for and predicting for the impeachment and also calling for a coup of the president. So it's very clear what's going on here. But honestly, Mark, literally every day this week I've been in a different American city, and I can tell you the people are not talking about impeachment. They don't care about it. They're talking about the economy. They're talking about jobs. They're talking about the fact that they've got more money to spend to go out on vacations and go out to dinner. That's what the American people are talking about. They don't care about this impeachment mess.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but I mean, you sir, timing is everything, because your book Culture Jihad is out, and you just nail them on all of these points in what they're trying to do to this country.
Well, beyond that, I think the biggest story of the day is over at the Huffington Post, where they are now recommending that we cancel Thanksgiving to save the environment.
And how's that? Because we kill too many turkeys?
Apparently so, but it's going to be a cold day in hell before a leftist gets my giblet gravy.
Well put. Well put, Todd Starnes. Listen, we appreciate you, my friend. We'll direct people to the website there at toddstarnes.com. They can get an autographed copy of your book while they're there. How about that?
Mark, you and I, we're keeping radio great again, my friend.
You bet we are. Thank you, Todd. We'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.